Hey there. what a weird challenge today. I got challenged this weekend just sort of reflecting, you know, kind of spending time. Anyway, it's just a weird challenge today. I'm going to throw it out there up front. This is very short, very important. Please listen to this one. The challenge is going to be weird. Keep going. Keep moving towards a place of rest that God gave you at some point in your life, and we'll talk about that. And when you get there, stop trying to pay him back for what he's done. And that's I know, it's hard. It's like, what? So, I don't know if you've felt chained by life, bogged down, stuck, caving in on you. I don't even know why I ask those questions, because we all do. Maybe self-destructing behaviors got us there, or we're reliving a tragedy, or, you know, just seem hopeless, or maybe we're living through a tragedy. But at some point in that place, we kind of were released back to the simple things that make us happy deep inside. You know, and God brought us to that place of rest or happiness. And I'm not talking about like rest, like on the couch, like some of you guys are, like I think sometimes, but rest knowing that here it is, that I cannot fix everything. I can't put all this together. And, you know, the oddest thing is that in the middle of understanding that he is putting it all together, then I start this vicious cycle of trying to figure out how to repay him, which is, we do it because we're human, but the challenge is not to try and repay God, to just reap in his rest. And here it is. So let's listen real quick. Psalm 116, just pieces of it. There's a quick description of death, which is where we've all been. It's a place of distress, sadness. It's falling, all of it's falling apart. And what is so awesome is to be able to keep going toward rest in him. And the intentions of repaying him becomes an exception, something that doesn't happen. And that's a beautiful thing when you get there. Listen to it. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry of mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Everyone's been there. The Lord protects the unwary or the child. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, from that distress and sorrow. My eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. My goodness, has he done that so many times for me. What shall I return to the Lord? There it is, for all of his goodness to me. How can I repay him, some versions say. I'm going to finish this. Challenge again is to keep going toward that place of rest. And here's how. My son, driving in the car, the thing he does now at 2 years old is this. He sings, and he sings three words. He sings, Sissy, Daddy, and Mommy. And every now and then he throws a Nana in there. But he sings it at the top of his lungs, and he gets higher in pitch and higher until he finally reaches a point where he just goes, Mommy, and he just holds it forever until he can't hold it any longer. He's just so happy being together as a family. And it's so simple. And that's what it is to keep going this week. To keep going, to look back or to look forward or to look into that place of rest right now. And as the psalm says here, he lifts the cup, or to lift your voice and to just be thankful that, you know what, you've been passed over and you've been picked up. Look to your family or your friends. Grab them, pull them, look them in the eyes this week. Stop them for a moment. Call one if God's been telling you to do so. Stop Facebooking them and just say, you know what, you make me so happy. Being thankful is the only repayment that God's happy with, that God is pleased with. Everything else is just not genuine. Can we agree on that? So find out, what are you genuinely thankful for? Keep going there today, this week. Go there. That's where God has given you release and rest for your soul. Go there. It's simple happiness. That's how God designed each of us. Now, I have a phone call that I've got to make right now because of what I've just said. And I feel like I'm too busy for it, but I'm not. I'm going to make that phone call. I remember the rest I found. And I'm going to go there now. So you keep going yourself this week. You can't do it all. You can't fix everything. But what you can do is go rest in Him that has fixed everything and that will continue to do that. And find someone that you can look in the eyes, knowing that they've been sent from Him, and just be thankful. Just let them know. I hope that helps you. Have a great week.